paid. And that, to me, says that the attorney is going to work for me and not for his own pocketbook. And the attorneys that were local to me all wanted it for their own pocketbook. And the only way that I could find out people that were not local to me was by this advertising.
So you were dealing basically with your local attorneys available to you in Eddyville.
Which was in Newport at that particular time.
Okay.
But I did not have a Portland phone book, you know, with me. I was not able to go out and research. But by this advertising, I was able to go through this and decide from there on who I wanted. And I had spoke with many attorneys during that time.
Great. Thank you very much for your testimony. Tom Jackson?
Yes. My name is Thomas Jackson. I'm from Bend, Oregon. I'm representing my daughter, who became a victim of an automobile accident last December, a year ago. And at that time, a little bit about myself, I've been married for 22 years, with 4 kids, and I've never had to deal with lawyers or attorneys in any way. So I lack a lot of understanding in that. And whenever something like this takes place, it's quite a shock. My daughter came close to losing her life. I'm still affected by it, actually. During that time, it's a lot goes on. You know, it's nothing else matters but your daughter. So obviously, I wasn't thinking about attorneys or anything else. The company that I work for, when I went back to work, my bosses talked to me, and they made comment. And when I began to ask questions, I don't know, what do you do? They asked me if I had contacted an attorney yet. And I said no. And they said, you might want to call ours. Well, I did that. And that attorney, in our conversation, stopped me and asked me what the insurance company's name was that we were involved with. And I told him, he stopped me, and he happened to be representing that company. And I was suddenly faced with, I don't know, you know, who to go to or what to do. Bend, Oregon isn't a real large city, you know. And I realized that I might want to go out of town. I knew that I needed to do something for my daughter because she was laying in the hospital. Anyway. I'd received a letter from Tom Howe Associate at home. It was an advertisement. At that time, the letters were stacking up. I wasn't involved with that. I did open that up, and I found the letter to be answered a lot of questions for me in the letter itself. And so I called. In fact, I waited. I did wait for a while. I didn't want to, you know, it wasn't time to get into that. My main concern being back and forth to the hospital about my daughter and my wife also. Anyway, I did call him, and he spoke with me. And actually, I believe he told me that, you know, what he would charge. In that, actually, the letter said that, and it was actually lower than what I had found out what normally it is charged by. Now, obviously, as a consumer, I'm concerned with that and wanting to know. he said that he would send me an accident report and that he would dialogue with me, send me some information, which is what I needed, was information concerning all of this. And I decided to go with him. As a matter of fact, his firm saved us a lot of money because my daughter's age being 15, they will work with you on that. And the amount was substantially less than that. My main point is that the letter coming like that and reading it for me, it gave me a lot of peace, actually. I had some direction. And I'm glad that I did that, that I called him. Also, in conversation later, he did tell me by his investigation that basically this was an open and shut case in my daughter's situation, and that if I wanted, I could probably handle it myself. And I chose at that time, no, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and let you do that because I just sense. And he actually came over and visited with us, which I thought was a good thing. Anyway, that's worked out well for us.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming some distance. Arva.
Well, I'm considerably different.
Could I ask you to give us your name, please?
Oh, I'm Arva Ford. Right. I'm from Grand Ronde.
Thank you.
And I had an accident in McMinnville. And years ago, I dealt with attorneys. In fact, when I was taking my journalism course, I used to sit in on trials down at Coquille. So I knew quite a bit about the situation. And my son-in-law makes the remark about these guys being ambulance chasers. We have a lot of fun. But I think it's more than that, because at least from Mr. Howe's group, I got information, and like they said, he says, you don't have to hire me. But he gave me information of things that I should do. Well, I'm a 71-year-old widow, and I'm out there all alone, and I do not drive in Portland anymore. I drive in the freeway to my son's and let him take over. Well, at that time, my son wasn't available because he was in Air Guard. And I didn't know what to do. And then the fellow that hit me, his insurance company called me up about 10 o'clock at night and started asking questions. And I said, are you Allstate? He says, well, no. I said, then get off of it. I said, I'm hiring an attorney. Well, he says, why? I said, because. I said, I need counsel. He said, well, couldn't your kids counsel you? He'd investigated to the point that he knew I had kids. I said, look, I'm a journalist. I said, I know more about it than my kids do, and I still need legal advice. And, oh, hell, I wish you wouldn't do that. And he went on and on and on. Well, then the next day I got Tom's letter. And I was very thankful, because he had an 800 number for me there. He did not pressure me. And I had had a couple others that knew me, said, well, I should do this and that. And my own insurance company, I run into a difficulty with my adjuster. I mean, we got into a hairy old argument. And he delayed paying for the repairs on my car and all kinds of things. And I really needed help. And as far as I'm concerned now, like, I've got a girlfriend who had the same thing happen to her. The insurance company told her she had to settle it within a year and all kinds of stuff. If she'd have got a letter from somebody like I did from Mr. Howe here, she would have known. And after Mr. Howe settled the thing for me, she sat down and cried. She says, I wish I'd have had somebody like him. Now, as far as I'm concerned, for some of us elderly people, we have no way of knowing about this. And that's taking our constitutional privilege away. And the same thing with the attorneys. I feel it should be their constitutional privilege to have the access to this. And as far as I'm concerned, your truth in advertising should cover the ones that don't handle it right. And I'm all for this. And his letter very definitely stated it was advertising. But he gave me information, and like he said, he told me I could probably take care of it, you know, or the insurance company. But I wanted legal help, because I knew I'd run into things like this when I was younger, when I had in on cases. And so I knew I needed help, and I'm very thankful I did, because he didn't do it for his pocketbook, I'll tell you that, because he turned back some of his own funds to me. So I'm...
Right. Go ahead,
so
please.
I'm all for it, and like I say, if there are the kind, like my son-in-law says, ambulance chasers, they're going to not be the truth in advertising, and they're going to... The victims can get them, and when they don't do right, and so I don't think this law is necessary.
Okay, thank you very much, Ira, for coming and for sharing your experiences with us. Okay. Thank you. We appreciate it. Tom Cross.
My name is Tom Cross. I'm from Portland, Oregon. My comments briefly will echo the sentiment of these three people as well, but I'd like to move on past that. Aside from the fact that Tom's information was incredibly helpful and particularly...
Excuse me, can you hear? Great,
that?
Thank you.
Tom's information was incredibly helpful, particularly at a time when I needed it the most. Okay, contrary to Mr. Foote's opinion that it's an intrusion into my privacy at a time when I don't need it, I needed it at the most then. Okay, because at the time of the accident, I contacted the insurance company, I contacted the adjusters, and I got a lot of runaround. Okay, Tom's information did give me straight answers when I needed them. Okay. My comments will basically echo the sentiment here that this is a necessary thing, that it was very helpful. Mr. Foote's comments say we're not trying to, you know, prohibit this flow of information, simply restrict it. My feelings on that is I would rather the information flowed as easily as possible so that this information were disseminated as quickly and as accurately as possible to those people that can use it the most. The particular language here, you know, states that they're just trying to, prohibit the distribution for commercial intent. I think it's been brought up that what is commercial intent and who shall it include and not include. Shall we force the attorneys to seek the information from the individual police departments? It will simply add to the level of the cost that this gentleman charges to gather the information. Okay. One of the things that Tom's information does do is his service is allows us to get on with business without the expense of investigation, going through the attorneys, wasting my time in conferences with attorneys. The trauma, okay. So I think I will just let it go at that, that I oppose the law or the amendment on that basis, that the information should flow freely.
Thank you. Are there questions for any of the witnesses? Senator Springer?
Mr. Cross, you still live on Southwest Carson?
Yes.
Welcome. Appreciate your participation.
Thank you.
How many letters did you receive from attorneys after your accident? Do you recall?
None.
Okay.
I received Mr. House.
Mr. House?
Yeah, sure.
How would you feel if, say, you got 50 letters or 100 letters from attorneys' offices?
Wonderful. And the reason is it gives me the opportunity to evaluate the attorneys from what they've presented me in my home within my own time frame. I don't have to evaluate them from seeing him in a 30-second television spot. I don't have to evaluate him by taking time out of my day to go in for a conference to his office. Okay, he has made his pitch to me in my home for me to peruse at my leisure. May the better man win.
Thank you.
Senator Hamme.
Madam Chair, may I ask Mr. Howell a question?
Well, yeah, I think we're going to, he signed up next and I'm going to hear from him, but I wanted to make sure that we had time for victim around the state. And now, if we're finished with questions from the victims, I would sort of let you go back or excuse yourselves, and then Jeanette can...
If I just may assure the victims, all of you received material that was clearly marked advertisement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't hear what she said.
Was what you received?
Marked advertisement.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. And then why don't you go ahead, Tom?
Mr. Chairman. Madam Chair,
Senator Hill.
I just want to ask you one quick question. Did you were you aware that there was a that the Bar Association has a referral service at all?
No, I found that out through Thomas Howell because there was no advertisement on it. I did not know anything about crimes victims. I did not know about any of these organizations through Tom Howell that informed me about all these organizations that when you call up the public offices, do not volunteer this information.
Thank you very much.
Thank
you. If I could make a few brief comments, my name is Tom Howell. I'm one of the attorneys that sends direct mail to accident victims. The United States Supreme Court didn't make a mistake in the Shapiro case. They found good reason to disseminate information to accident victims. The information that you can provide to victims is very important. I hope all of you have the yellow packet of information that I submitted. In there, I included copies of letters, samples that I would send to an accident victim. There are two sets. For 2 years, our firm has offered a free legal service to all children 13 years of age and under that are involved in auto accidents. The letter to the parent offering the free service is enclosed. Also is our standard letter to the accident victim. On all letters pursuant to the Oregon State Bar, which passed a very wise rule that required the word advertisement in bold print on the outside of the envelope, this rule is important because if a person receives an advertisement and has an attorney or doesn't want an attorney or doesn't care to review the information, can just throw it away. They don't have to read it. Those that decide they want to look at the information open up the police report, open up the envelope, and find various types of information from various firms. They receive a copy of their own police report. This is absolutely free to them. It's something they want. And in many times, the insurance company has denied their claimers taking a defense position. So now they realize that the defendant was cited or who the witnesses were. Accident victims around the state tell me, and I've represented clients in over 40 cities in Oregon. Accident victims tell me that they've gone down to certain local police departments, they're denied access to their own police report. It's happening all over the state. If they had not received my police report or one of the other attorneys' police reports, they wouldn't have it. Insurance companies have it, they don't. Those few agencies that do provide police reports directly to the accident victim charge $10. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of these folks are hurting financially. They live paycheck to paycheck, they've been in an accident, and some of them can't come up with the $10. So they have the police report. They also receive a letter from me outlining very important rights of accident victims. Probably the most important one that I hear back about is medical bills. These accident victims have been taken by ambulance to the hospital, and they are scared that they have to pay the medical bills out of their own pocket. They're scared that collection agencies are going to be calling and that small claim suits are going to be filed against them and that their credit report's going to be ruined. I tell them in the letter which insurance company should be paying the medical bills under the PIP laws. I also provide an injury diary for them that they can keep track of their complaints of pain, doctor visits, prescriptions, as well as an informational brochure. All of this information is free. They don't have to call me. If they don't call me, they have very important information that they will not get if this bill is passed. I've sent letters to over 20,000 accident victims, and I've heard back from a couple thousand. They love this stuff. The lawyers don't like it, but the public loves it. We've carefully documented complaints from the public, not from lawyers. I'm talking about complaints from accident victims. Documented out of 20,000 letters, 15 complaints. Less than 0.1% of all people we've mailed to have complained, yet thousands have responded. These people are victims of negligent drivers, not of attorneys sending direct letters, direct mail letters that provide free, important information. Why would certain lawyers and why would the Oregon Trial Lawyer Association be against giving the public this kind of information? I'll tell you, there's two words. Attorney fees. When I entered the Bar Association in 1982, almost every law firm was charging fees such as this. 1/3 of the total recovery if the case settled, 40% if there was a trial, and 50% if there was an appeal. I've heard a lot of complaints from victims that the minute the lawyer got the case, they ran to the courthouse to file a lawsuit because it went up to 40%. We don't charge children under 13, and we don't charge for vehicle damage. We don't charge for $10,000 in medical bills, and that includes the motorcycle cases where there is no PIP coverage. We charge a flat rate of 25%, and a lot of lawyers don't like that. We also offer special programs. Mr. Jackson's daughter, Naomi, the 15-year-old, received a $100,000 settlement. We charged $5,000. Other law firms would have charged $33,000. There's $28,000 additional dollars in her education fund when she goes to college. She wouldn't have that opportunity if it wasn't for direct mail. The fact of the matter is direct mail has drastically reduced lawyer fees in this state. We have used the police accident reports to offer low-cost legal services throughout the state of Oregon. This is just not my belief. The 1984 Federal Trade Commission staff report, and I've included this in your materials, stated that restricting attorney direct mail is mainly a device to protect established high-priced attorneys. The 1990 article on the ABA Journal said that advertising and solicitation benefits the public because it lowers attorney fees. I asked, ladies and gentlemen, if your child was in an accident, wouldn't you want as much information and as many options available to hire a law firm? You should have that right. We've had so many people respond to this. I heard about this bill 48 hours ago. I sent a secretary around the state to collect some statements and affidavit, which is in your materials. They're so persuasive. Ms. Van Siak in Grants Pass states that she didn't even know she had a claim against her own insurance company. Her insurance company didn't tell her. She got our letter. She ended up receiving a $33,000 settlement and received $4,700 in discounts off of the standard attorney fees. The Tweed family in Bend is included. Their children were handled for free. And
I would ask that you, if we have them in okay. the report, we have two more people signed up, and the committee is scheduled to end at 3. So
let me address one last issue that's very important, I believe. Passing this law blows a hole in the public records law. Case law clearly states in Oregon that commercial purposes is one of the reasons we allow public records. An attorney general opinion cited McEwen versus Holm, it's an Oregon Supreme Court case which is in the materials, which said business needs are among the reasons public records may be sought by citizens. David Frommeyer in the 1985 Attorney General Public Records Meetings Manual says that every person has a right to inspect public records. The motive and identity of the requester of the records is not relevant. Interested persons, news media, busybodies on fishing expeditions, persons seeking to embarrass neighbors.
I want to stop you right now because we have some concern about the DMV records. With all of those, and I guess...
Okay, let me point out one other thing that is very crucial. The lawyers that obtain these reports from the Department of Motor Vehicles pay about $800 a month, which I understand breaks down to 24 cents a report. It's impossible to get these reports through certain agencies. Well, I haven't seen any agency that will give them to attorneys to do direct mail. There's not an agency that I know of. The cost, if an agency were to provide police reports to me, is $10 a report. We cannot offer low legal fees at $10 a report. Plus, the agency says, tell me which report you want. We would not know which accident victims to ask about. So the cost is $10 versus 24 cents. And what is attempted here is to stop lawyers from direct mailing by cutting off the source. That harms the public. I also, and I'll just make this quick because I know you're in a hurry, I have some serious constitutional problems with commercial free speech and equal protection. I think one other thing you should consider is the legal costs in defending this before the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
I think this would be overturned.
It depends on whether we do it blanket and include all the DMV kind of piece, and I think that's a piece that we'll be looking at here.
To summarize, what we're concerned about is that this bill basically helps some high-priced law firms maintain higher fees in the state, and that is not a benefit to the public. Let's think about the accident victims. Let's think of these four people.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to cut you off.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your. I want to say I appreciate the packet of information and the information that you've collected and that you've shared straightforwardly with us. And
thank you
very much. Ivan Zachem. Oh, excuse me, Senator Hill.
Yes, Mr. Howell. Could I ask you just a quick question?
Certainly.
Do you receive all of these all accident reports periodically? Do you sift through them?
We sift through the police reports to find out cases where there is a liability issue, where an accident was caused by a negligent driver, and of course verify that they were injured. In death cases, we, you know, wait to mail a longer period of time. Also, the bar very closely scrutinizes truthfulness in advertisement, which is an important issue. I think these issues should be handled by the bar that govern the lawyers, not the legislature.
And are you concerned at all, just listening to you and what you've done, you seem to have some pretty high standards. Are you concerned about this practice being handled by people who are less concerned?
I think that's an important issue, and again, the Oregon State Bar very closely monitors this because they object to direct mail advertising, so they tear apart these letters and watch that close, and I think lawyers should be sanctioned that violate truth in advertising or impose themselves on clients. And certainly there's no discussion of any lawyer that I know of contacting clients by phone. We're talking direct mail, not intrusive advertising.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Oh, that's good. That's a good question. We need to get on with that. Ivan Zackheim.
Thank you, members of the committee. I'm Ivan Zackheim. My office is at 215 Southwest Washington in Portland. I am a resident of Senator Shoemaker's district, an ex-resident of Senator Springer's district.
Thank you.
I will be brief. I want to address some of the concerns that may not have been addressed directly. I should identify myself as probably the initiator of direct mail advertising in the state, and so there's some things that I can tell you about what's happened since I started. But first of all, with respect to the state bar regulations, attorneys are prohibited direct contact from an accident victim when an attorney knows or should know that the recipient is physically or emotionally incapable of independent judgment. We follow that. I'd point out that in most cases, direct mail advertisement does not reach an accident victim until 10 days later from the scene. And in that 10-day period, you can be sure that the accident victim has been bombarded with TV advertisement, print advertisement, and radio advertisement, and is well aware of the fact that there are personal injury lawyers available to take on their cases before they ever see a letter in the mail from an attorney that says advertisement in it. Further, the disciplinary rules of the Oregon State Bar prohibit misleading or untrue statements. Any attorney who says that he doesn't charge on the first $10,000 of medical expenses and then as a cover-up for the fact that PIP is not to be charged, quickly falls under that sanction. And I disagree with Mr. Foote's assertion that Mr. Howe is misleading the public in that. Attorneys are also not allowed to advertise themselves as better, more experienced, having higher qualifications than other competitors. The problem, I believe, was struck me as very strange when most of the concern that was tied up with direct mail advertising came from the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association, of which I used to be a member but would not participate anymore. And I think the reason is that the members of the OTLA are the heaviest advertisers in the state. Mr. Foote, who testified before you, has instant name familiarity in the Portland area from the first advertisements for lawyers which were on TV, Haw and Foote. Since then, we've seen many, many heavy TV advertisement. TV advertisement is very, very expensive. And I can tell you from my own personal experience that when Mr. Howe began direct mail advertising, and advertising that his contingent fees were 25% when mine were a standard third, I felt the pressure very quickly from his advertisements. And that has done a lot to drive down the cost of contingent fee legal fees. It's the public that benefits from this. My experience has been the same. For every one person I get who is upset, there are 10, 20 people who have called me and said, I have a lawyer, but thank you just the same. And I appreciate that. When there have been problems with the content of the letter, the State Bar has been extremely quick to pick up on it, and we've all worked together to adjust the content so that it is so that it fits. Direct mail advertising allows a comparison of lawyers in the privacy of your own home. You don't have to go down to the lawyer's office to get a feeling for what kind of tone that lawyer has, what his approach is, in some sense, even what his fees are. It is a in fact, it's quite it's private. And again, the advertisement doesn't have to be open. Finally, I find in the amendment that was sent to you this afternoon, making anyone who attempts to get accident reports from DMV guilty of a Class A misdemeanor a true indication of the tone behind the Oregon Trial Lawyers Association. They are so upset about direct mail advertising that they're considering making it a quasi-criminal offense to even attempt to do it. Okay.
We can take those debates in the hall. We have people who want to give us sort of...
Thank you. I just want to say that the only access, the only legitimate real access that direct mail advertisers have is through bulk DMV reports. If you take away their availability, there won't be, for practical reasons, direct mail advertising, and I think the public will suffer. Thank you
very much. John Gervais?
Thank you, Chair Cohen. I'll be very, very brief. On behalf, my name is John Gervais, representing the Oregon Newspaper Publishers Association. We very strongly oppose any closure of